MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. An apparent bomb threat prompted a temporary evacuation of White Sands Mall in Alamogordo on Monday. Police responded around 11 a.m. and cleared the mall as a precaution. By 1 p.m., the scene was deemed safe and the mall reopened, according to authorities. Mall General Manager Rebecca Cox said a caller reported around 10:15 a.m. that a bomb would be set off at the shopping center. Officers from the Alamogordo Police Department and Otero County Sheriff's Office responded, assisted by canine units from Holloman Air Force Base. Authorities did not release details about the threat, including whether any danger was found, injuries reported, or suspects identified. The federal government has reclassified medical marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug, which includes substances like heroin and LSD, to a Schedule 3 drug, a less restrictive category, raising questions about how the change could affect New Mexico, where both medical and recreation cannabis are legal. Consumers are unlikely to see immediate changes at dispensaries, but the shift could significantly benefit business owners. Under the new classification, companies selling medical cannabis may be eligible for federal tax deductions that were previously prohibited. However, the full impact on New Mexico remains uncertain given the state's combined medical and recreational cannabis markets. And the annual Bed Race and Festival benefiting High Mountain Youth Project begins at 10 a.m. on May 30th in Midtown Rodoso, bringing teams together for a fast-paced, creative fundraiser. Teams of five, four runners and one costumed rider, will race custom-built beds down Midtown streets, showcasing themed designs that blend imagination and engineering. Registrations are open for race teams, festival vendors at Wingfield Park, and event sponsors. Spectators will vote for the People's Choice Award, honoring the most creative entry. Festivities continue at Wingfield Park from noon to 2 with a trophy presentation, food, and community celebration. Proceeds support High Mountain Youth Project, which serves homeless youth and young adults in Lincoln County. Details and registration can be found at highmountainyouth.org/events. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.